It's Sunday, the 10th of November. And it's approaching 10 a.m. Long lie. Well, let's just say that I was so tired last night, or last evening, following an early rise and the car boot, and let's just say some of the vagaries of the day, that we both agreed unanimously amongst the two of us that we'd go to bed early. So he did. We went to bed at 8:30, and I thought, I'm never going to sleep here, although I was sleeping, well, nodding in the big chair earlier. So we did go, and we slept right through till 8:30 this morning. 12 hours. Well, must have been tired. This morning, it is, compared to yesterday, well, this is a stunning morning. Sun's already well up, piercing through the now pretty bare trees. And it's blue skies all around. Can't even see the slightest hint of a cloud anywhere. It's been very frosty. I guess -2, -3 last night. The car looks as if it's been driven into a giant fridge freezer. Large blobs of water frozen. My goodness, that's going to have to take some thawing out. So I'll have to move it into the sun. And the trees, like the tree I'm standing below now, have all developed irrigation. Drip feed irrigation. It's raining, literally raining all around me from the dripping or the thawing frost droplets. It's actually beautiful to see. It's amazing. It's also raining leaves. But it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. Big puffs of breath every time I speak. They're drifting. They're drifting slightly westward. What is that? I don't even feel a breeze, so obviously there's some air movement. Oh my, what a gorgeous morning. But even through my big iron jumper, I can still feel the cold piercing through slightly. So, this is absolutely amazing to see. Drip, 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 drop, 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 all around every tree that has frost in it. It's just dripping like mad. What's dripping like mad? Steam is rising off the fence panels. And Mr. Blackbird's just coping, as he normally does, with an intruding bird. Intruding blackbird, that is. Get out of here. Leave my porridge alone, he says. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning, and Mary's the same. Pretty. I don't know, it's a good day yesterday, in a sense, although bad news, yes, bad news. But I think the long lie, good sleep, getting up to sunshine. It's a recipe for feeling good, I guess. It's funny how 2 days can be entirely different, not just weather-wise, but although this day has only just begun for us. very calm and still. Of course, it's remembering Sunday today, 11th. I do hope for all those people who get out there and join in the, I don't know, what do you call it? Do you call it a celebration? It's not festivities, but I know, what do you call it? But it's a celebration of the people who give up their lives, of course. But why do I feel that using that word is wrong? I don't know. So what I was trying to say was I do hope that the weather is as good as this, wherever those celebrations are being held. I know there'll be one here in our hometown, up at the monument in the town, but wherever it is, so people can stand and at least not be, have their day, or have the day or the moment ruined by bad weather. Of course, if I might say, it doesn't matter the weather, does it? But it does in a sense, doesn't it? The sun is shining on the righteous.